Make sure we're broadcasting.
This is Bill Apter from OneWrestling.com, and I listen to the Bored Wrestling Fan.
Yeah, we're broadcasting. And yeah, we're broadcasting to the right place this time.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say. And I've just, you know, I pulled a last week and chokingly shitted out my words.
It's like every week you're on Cock Talk.
I stutter.
I screwed up last week and I was broadcasting to the All Western New York radio channel instead of the Bored Wrestling Fan channel. And so I've taken to, as soon as the shows are over, switching to the other show's network. So that way, I don't have to think about it before the show. I have to think about it after the show.
Thinking is hard.
Yes, it is.
I wish I did thinking.
So no, you can't. You're fired. We replaced you. New panelists.
Yeah, we learned last week that JT thinks the Taker Runder is Randall Keith Ortoner.
Now I've added ER. Suffixes are your friend.
It's just the old school, like, OG core group of the podcast here today. Coaster's not here. Noise isn't here. This is Mother's Day stuff, man. It ain't Mother's Day. That's in, like, June.
No, it's in May.
Whenever.
Sounds like fake Thanksgiving to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that October one the Canadians celebrate.
The good one, yeah.
We all know Thanksgiving. It's in the best month of the year, right, Joe? November.
Exactly.
That was when Christopher Columbus found India.
You know, I live in a border city, so I get to celebrate both Thanksgivings if I so choose to do so, but I don't like turkey, so I try not to celebrate either.
We started celebrating Racist Friday like you guys. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Wait, Racist Friday? What's Racist Friday?
That's the day after
Thanksgiving.
That's
the day that Donald Trump gets elected.
Oh, Jesus.
No, that's Tuesday. That's Racist Tuesday.
Off to the racists.
Yeah, right, I saw.
So I hear all the polls are showing Trump's like getting a lot of victories. Well, so you guys have a lot of Polish immigrants, yeah?
Well, yeah. You got to think it's on the Republican side. Just because he's like leading majorly in that side does not necessarily mean he's gonna get elected. He still has to win the actual election against probably Hillary Clinton, who he may not win against. Because Hillary is pulling all the stops out to try and buy her way into the White House. She's trying to $1 million man this fucking thing to get herself into the White House. Which, if anybody that could probably beat her would be beat him would probably be her. So it's not a whole 100%. We know it's a foregone conclusion who's going to be the next president.
You know, the other day somebody
the guy wants to build the wall, right?
Yeah, he wants to build the wall and make Mexicans pay for it.
And the wall is going to tag with Berlin. Is that correct?
Yes.
And now is he going to walk up to the wall as Big John with two trained bears on chains?
Yes.
Okay. I'm starting to understand your American politics now.
It's all based on WCW in the late 90s, early 2000s.
He also tells me that this wall used to be a former military guy, Sergeant AWOL, if I'm correct.
Right.
Right. Excellent.
I saw a post on my Facebook. I'm going to look and see if I can find it. It's a summary of a Trump speech. Let me see if I can find it. Damn it.
You know, they have a website you could go to, and you don't even have to go to the website. You could just type it into Facebook. But it'll show you which ones of your Facebook friends like the Donald Trump Facebook page.
I don't care who does, because you know what? They want to support him. They want to support him. It's, you know, I'm not going to sit there and say, oh, you're an idiot because you support, you know, you support him, you know, whatever. He's, you know, we've all watched and been entertained by Donald Trump on TV. Okay. Not a single one of us on this podcast can't say we've watched Donald Trump get in Vince McMahon's face and fuck up calling Bobby Lashley, Bobby Lindsay or whatever, whatever he called her. So, you know,
we love Bobby.
Oh, here we go. Here's the synopsis of a Trump statement. Every Trump sentence has words, sometimes three words or two, and they're great sentences, terrific sentences. That I can tell you, believe me, they're great, with the best words, terrific repeated words, not very big words. Every Trump sentence has words.
Yeah, sounds about right. Well, my point is that Somebody actually used that, and they found me on there, and they called me out publicly on Facebook. And I'm like, I've liked Donald Trump way before he was running for president. Here, look, here's a picture of me with one of his books. Because I own one of his books. I'm a fan of Donald Trump. I just don't know if I'd like him as president. But
well, the funny thing is I have a feeling that Trump doesn't actually want to be president. He just doesn't know how the fuck he can get himself out of this conundrum he's in. I think and a lot of people think that they think he was doing this for ha-ha laughs, and it's just getting out of control. And that's why he's saying a lot of stupid shit, because he doesn't know, you know, they're like, this wasn't supposed to be this long.
But I mean, to his point, he actually said he could go out in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot people, and yeah. nobody would give a crap. His poll numbers would still be up.
I know, that's what I'm saying. He doesn't know. I think at this point he doesn't know, and I think he's just gonna.
What if he wins? And he has no idea.
Conspiracy theories thinking that he's a plant for Hillary just to make sure, guarantee her getting in the White House. Like I said, Hillary's going all out to try to get into the presidency. It's already basically known that she's doing everything she can to get the nomination. She's trying to rig it. She's just trying to get it in. So it could be very well that Donald was put in there to screw everything over on the Republican side. So we still have a few more months to see, and we're going to see how this all plays out.
Yeah, I keep seeing all these young people posting about how great Bernie Sanders is. If he's so great, how come he's not winning? like, why is nobody voting for him if they all think he's so great?
Well, see, that's the thing. I don't designate myself on either side of the platform. Granted, I do admittedly vote probably mostly to the left, but this is what I see with Barry Sanders.
Barry Sanders.
I said Barry. I know. That was what came to my head, so I had to say it.
He used to play for the Detroit Lions. He's going to win the White House.
this is what I had vote for Barry over Bernie. Hell, fuck. Hell
yeah. I'm not saying that I wouldn't either.
But, my thing with Bernie is that he's saying a lot. He's talking a lot. I don't know if he can actually, if he were to get in office, he would be able to put all the promises he's making. I think that's what's keeping him back. And like I say, on that side, he's also running against Clinton, which is she's basically buying her poll numbers up, you know?
Yeah.
Because even in the states that, like, I know the first state that Sanders won in the primaries, the delegates ended up even because of the stupid super delegate bullshit, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So
I don't know. I mean, like, people shouldn't care who I'm going to vote for, because the fact is I live in New York State, so whoever the Democratic nominee ends up being is who New York is going to go towards.
Yeah.
So it's irrelevant who I vote for.
Yeah.
Yay, America!
Yay, America!
April 3rd, 2012. Donald finds himself embroiled in yet another scandal. One of Miss Universe contestants, Jenna Talakova, is trans. Because he's a bigot, Trump doesn't want her to compete. On the matter, superstar attorney Gloria Allard says, Jenna didn't ask Mr. Trump to prove he's a naturally born man, or see photos of his birth, or view his anatomy. It made no difference to her. Trump's response? I think Gloria would be very, very impressed with my penis.
Now, one button. That's easy. That's convenient.
Yes. Hit X to continue.
Cock talk every Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern.
That's the universal continue button on PlayStation. It's the X button.
It's the same button that is the A button on the Xbox controller, and that's the button I'm using for the Cleveland Show sound.
Yeah, you guys use shapes. What's that? Is that the square or the triangle?
Oh, the PlayStation, yeah. It's the circle, bottom triangle, one. X, and... Like circle, triangle, X, and square. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shapes.
But I got to play as Leatherface this week.
Okay.
It was
downloadable contact from Mortal Kombat 10.
I haven't played in a while, but I hear they're awesome. I saw all the fatalities already, so it's like, oh, okay, cool. Somebody else played it for me.
I loved it because you get the one of the moves. He takes the chainsaw and just shoves it into the person, and then he puts it upright. And then the body goes down further, and then he takes the hammer and bashes the back of the skull with it a few times. Oh, it's so I'm like, yes.
Yeah, like the night the DLC came out, one of my buddies posted all the videos of all the fatalities, and I'm like, hey, cool. Now I don't have to download them.
I don't care. It was awesome. Yeah.
I haven't played MKX in a while, but I got back.
It's changed with the downloadable account. It's not X anymore. It's XL.
Yeah, I understand that. So I got to get all the DLC stuff now. I got it.
That comes with that. It's that, an alien, and two other people. But, Leatherface was totally worth it. Leatherface versus Jason was so fun.
Yeah, there's. I've been playing WWE 2K16 for some reason, and apparently we're being replaced by JBL, Michael Cole, and Jerry Lawler.
Bug on! We fight here on whatever night we fight on because we tape all our shows on the same night.
Yeah, I have that Board Wrestling Fan Arena that you can download exclusively on Xbox One. And at least I think you can. I don't know. You'd have to look for it. Hashtag BWF. And so I saw the table with the three commentators there. Like, this would make a good screenshot to put on Board Wrestling Fan. Like, these guys are replacing us. Because we suck.
My God.
It's the greatest spectacular in the history of sports entertainment. It's Bored Sports Entertainment Fan. You can listen to it on the Bored Sports Entertainment Fan app.
By God, Michael and King. You can fight as one of your favorite BWFers. By God.
Good old Byron Saxton. I'm looking up his quotes in IMDb. Did you hear nothing? That's because there's nothing there. I'm serious. There's actually nothing there. They took the time to put a television show in there in this blank. The content of this page was created by users. Thanks, users.
I thought it was created by losers.
That would be a quote. Sad face, Byron.
That's a Homer Simpson quote. History is written by the winners. Really? I thought it was written by losers.
Well, it, in America, it's written by losers.
Yeah.
In the South, they still won the war, right?
Probably. They're all backwards down there.
Except our friends Justin Ruff and Cassidy, who are in the South.
And David Fuller.
And Gary Barnage.
Yeah, but he's kind of in Ohio, so that's not really.
Well, he lives in Florida.
I know, but still. Gotta get him back on now the season's over. I know he's traveling right now.
Yeah, I just saw a picture on Twitter. He's over in I think Egypt. You see a picture with him in front of pyramids.
Yeah, he's traveling right now, so we'll get him on when he's home. It's been a while.
Can I ask him about the Pro Bowl?
Yes. Yeah,
he played like the whole Pro Bowl.
There you go, NFL players. If you want to be in the Pro Bowl, you have to be on our show. You see, Gary Barnage was a second string tight end for the Carolina Panthers when he started coming on this show. Now he's the first string tight end for the starting tight end for the Cleveland Browns, and he's in the Pro Bowl. See, it all makes sense. It's all because of us. I'll take all the credit for Gary's success.
That's why you were fired this week, replaced by Byron Saxton.
So does that mean I just got to stand here with a deer in the headlights look because I don't know what the hell else to do?
Sounds about right.
All right. That's what I do every week.
Yeah, pretty much. I bring back Abraham Washington.
Yeah.
Unstoppable like Kobe Bryant in a hotel room.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Good times. Great oldies.
Speaking of Colorado, did you see all those Colorado defensemen like ducking their heads when Shea Weber was winding up for that empty net goal yesterday?
Yeah, that's usually a good idea.
Yeah. One guy genuinely looked scared for his life. He's like, please don't hit me, please don't hit me, please don't hit me, please don't hit me.
Just be happy it's not Al MacInnis or else your fucking third-born generation child will die in the future.
Oh, yeah. Even goalies need to get out of the way of some of these Shea Weber slap shots. Isn't that right, Kari Lehtinen? Yes!
Yeah. She's dead now.
He got hit right in the nuts, man. hockey. You know, I actually sat around and watched hockey all day yesterday and didn't do much else other than that. It was great.
No, it wasn't. You were watching hockey. Come on. Can't be that great.
Of course it was. It was hockey. The only
thing. Yeah, it's best sport. Best sport, dude. Out of three BWF panelists agree.
The only game I tuned out of yesterday was Toronto and Ottawa. And that's because on the next channel down was the Mythbusters finale, which I didn't realize was yesterday. So when I saw it, it's like, oh, I got to watch this.
I still didn't watch any of that.
They had the final episode, and they had a reunion special, and then they showed the first episode again. And then tonight on the tonight on the Science Channel at 8 o'clock, they're going to have a never-before-seen duct tape episode.
The Red Green Show?
No, not the Red Green Show. Now, that's a throwback there, isn't it? Is that show still on?
Fuck if I know, man. I never really got into it.
Neither did I. That's why I was asking. I know it was on when I was a kid.
What was it again?
The Red Green Show.
Red Green Show.
Oh, I never even heard of it.
Yeah,
it's a Canadian show that was actually more popular in the States than in Canada, strangely enough.
Well, it was a Canadian show, but it might have been was it on Nickelodeon? Because that's when we got all the Canadian shows.
No, it was on...
It would have been one of your comedy channels.
Yeah, I only saw it on CBC.
Yeah, I only flipped past it on CBC.
This is why I get to be part of the Canadianity group on Facebook, is because I get CBC. Used to get like all the Toronto channels back in the day. So I can watch hockey whenever I want. It's because I get CBC. Like, hey, look, Leafs game's on. Not that I give a shit about the Leafs, but hey, I'll watch it.
Well, that's only Saturday. CBC doesn't show hockey.
Well, right.
Night anymore.
Right. Well, yeah, you get my
occasional point. Sunday, you might get a game. In the playoffs, you'll get them. But
caught the Talon. Caught the third period of the San Jose game last night against the Canucks. Just Canucks actually hung on to win. This is just bored fan radio. Who cares about wrestling?
Oh, they are killer whales, and whales trump sharks, and Trump's penis. So,
wait a minute. No. Gio, you got to get it right. I changed the name 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's five guys. This week it's three guys who talk random shit for an hour. Hey, look, wrestling podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did change it to that.
I live in my own reality.
We also have, the board hockey fan site, and we don't do a podcast over there anymore. So we get that out over here, too. To talk hockey and the trade deadline and all that other fun crap. Edmonton wasn't very active, were they?
Oh, they made their trades ahead of the trade deadline, like most teams did this year.
Yeah. I think the most Buffalo did, they traded some prospects with Ottawa, and they traded Jamie McGinn to Anaheim for a second-round pick or conditional something. I don't fucking know.
Something like that. Yeah, we got rid of some trash.
Yeah.
And Calgary won, though. They fucking fleeced Dallas. That was pretty awesome.
But you
can't believe like how they pulled that off, too. Guaranteed second round, conditional first. That's awesome. Plus two, like, awesome prospects. Yeah, Cooley was so upset about it. He was trying to, like, justify it. And it's like, nah, you got fleeced. You fucking moron. That's called karma, yo.
Hey, your team beat mine the other day. Good game. Good game. Your team beat Edmonton beat Buffalo the other day.
Yeah, I had to work. I didn't get to see the embarrassment, but that is what it is.
I wouldn't say it was an embarrassment. It was a good game. McDavid scored two goals, including the overtime game winner.
Mm-hmm. And how?
Yeah.
He's the highest scoring guy in the league since he came back.
Yeah, I know.
That's awesome.
He's right back. He's right back in that point race for the rookies.
Now, if he keeps this up, he could walk away with the Calder. We'll see. I think it's going to be that Perrin dude on Chicago, though. He's got the most points, hands down. Michael's out of it. Larkin might sneak back in, but probably not. Gosterberry might get it, too, if he can keep his shit up, because D-men don't normally get that many points.
Right. So,
probably not going to be either of the two saviors getting this one.
Yeah,
although it's Canadian bias, East Coast bias. So if McDavid does keep his point streak up, they might give it to him, but I don't think they should. You heard it here first. I'm an Oilers fan, so there you go.
There you go.
Yeah, I think a Perrin and guy should get it. The guy's fucking ridiculously talented. He's probably going to end up with like fucking 80 points or something stupid like that. How do you not give it to a guy like that, right? That's point per game player for the season. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. East Coast bias, yo.
So we'll see what happens.
Yes, we will. And we got some good news. We got an Outdoor Heritage Classic. Oilers, Jets. It's going to be sweet.
Yes, I just got that notification this morning.
Yeah, the news kind of broke last night. They're going to do the official announcement this morning. And yeah, you're right. It's official.
And speaking of announcements that I got this morning, Peyton Manning is retiring. As if we didn't see that coming.
Well, I know. We all knew. We're just waiting for the announcement. You know?
Yeah.
Hey, the guy had a great career, man. You know, I got to thank him. And you know what I can, live up? I can love the fact of that is, who was Denver's last loss this season to? The Raiders. You knew you were getting it. Granted, Peyton didn't play. I know that. Don't fact check me. But he was still on the team, and they still lost that game. Yeah, so yes.
I think they announced his future career is going to be checking people's tire pressure. It's like, oh, I think yours is a little overinflated. You're going to have to fight that a little bit here.
No, it'll be Budweiser.
That would be Tom Brady. that would be checking tire pressure.
They're all the same to me. Yeah.
Just like all these hockey players we're talking about are all the same to JT.
No, yeah, I know.
That sport is wrong.
I know Mario Lemieux, and I know Wayne Gretzky.
The group that sang the national anthem at the Maple Leafs game last night was called Dwayne Gretzky.
Yeah, you'll find weird sports tribute bands all over the world, though.
Yeah. I guess they're a local cover band in Toronto. Despite the fact that Wayne Gretzky never played in Toronto, well, played for Toronto. I know he's probably played in Toronto plenty of times.
Well, he transcends the sport, though.
Well, I know he does.
The references, there's, you know, it's like the Michael Jordans of the world. It is what it is.
Yeah, except jackasses in the NBA can still be number 23. LeBron.
Yeah, at least Wayne never had a Hitler mustache.
Here's a question I want to ask since we're going to talk, since we segue to NBA. Does Golden State topple the best regular season record any ever? Do they do it?
Maybe.
I'm thinking they will. I think they go 73-9.
I don't follow basketball, but I know the regular season wins record is held by the Chicago Bulls. So no.
Yes. And it's under threat. it's being threatened this year. Golden State is 55-5 as of yesterday. I don't know if they played last night, so I can't sit there and say. But I know as of yesterday, they were 55-5.
Yeah. Now, there's a good chance, man. The way they've been playing and the way Curry Man has been doing his thing, Konnichiwa is pretty sick. That guy is just completely elevating his game, like the three-point mastery. I don't know, man. We'll see. I know the coach is trying to downplay it. He's like, look, we're just here to win. If we get it, we get it. But
you know who the coach is, right? You know who the coach played? What team the coach played on? He played on that 72-10 team.
Yeah. Well, he'll still be attached to the record no matter what happens, though.
Yeah.
So. Right.
you know, I can't see him caring if he gets it again. It's like, oh, double whammy in history books? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm in the top two.
Set the record as a player, beat it as a coach. That's not too bad.
Yeah. You know.
We'll see how it plays out. It could be going to be an interesting final stretch drive for that team, too.
Yeah.
And he doesn't get cramps. That's what I like about Curry. Make special announcements or any of that bullshit.
Or complains when he has a bad game because he's dehydrated.
That's right. Get the coach fired. Rape charges. Good times.
Yeah. Special announcements. I'm leaving Cleveland. Fuck Cleveland. Hey, I'm back. Hey, everybody loves me again. What the fuck, man? You go on TV, you spend money to have a press conference on ESPN that's 30 minutes long, so you could say, I'm leaving Cleveland. I'm out of here. See ya, bye. I'm going to go win with Miami. And then you come back and everybody's like, ah, we forgive you, we love you, we're welcome back, and you're still not going to win a fucking championship. Oh, well. And that's the extent I know of basketball these days. They need another NBA Jam.
Yeah.
Then maybe I'll get to know some of these players. But only two per team. Or three if it's like the tournament edition. As long as they put the Mortal Kombat players back in there.
Yeah, I don't remember that edition. They had one with the Mortal Kombat guys in it?
It was one of the earlier revisions of the tournament edition. You could access Sub-Zero, Raiden, and Reptile via cheat codes.
Hmm. Was this the console version?
No, this was the arcade. But oh, I got and there was like three Elvis characters, and a couple of other things. And but NBA was like, no, you got to take those out of there. So if you have like, you know, the MAME emulator and you get one of the earlier revisions of NBA Jam Tournament Edition, you can still get those cheat codes and put them in, play as those guys.
Hmm.
But the NBA was like, nope, you got to take that out of there, and we don't want the backboards to shatter anymore. So that's why if you go to an arcade and you find NBA Jam Tournament Edition, the backboards won't shatter like in the original. Because the NBA said no.
Sort of the man from Del Monte. Fuck your oranges, bitch! Bonus players. I don't seem to like your point on the internet.
Oh, it exists.
Oh, I'm not denying it.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to find info about it. And it's very misleading.
They need to bring back... did you ever play the NHL 2-on-2 Open Ice Challenge? Which was
probably
basically the equivalent of NBA Jam. Just with hockey?
I'll internet it, because I played probably all of the games. And I'm not good with names.
Yeah.
The arcade version, right?
Yeah, and that was a ridiculously long-winded title that they had for that game. Instead of just something simple like, you know, NHL Slapshot or something stupid, you know? NBA, NHL 2-on-2 Open Ice Challenge.
It's essentially overtime right now.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, okay. I definitely would have played this. I recognize the cabinet.
Yeah. That was one of my favorite arcade games. They need to bring back some of these older games. Like that. They need to bring back like that style of game for NHL and for NBA, which I know they've tried with NBA a couple of times with various amounts of success. And I'd also like to see the Mutant League franchise return from the old Sega Genesis days.
Yeah, that I never played. Not many people I knew had a Genesis back in the day.
Yeah, those were two of my favorite games, the Mutant League Football and the Mutant League Hockey. It's where my fantasy team name came from when I was in the Board Hockey Fan Fantasy League. St. Mucus Ooze.
You can probably get your hockey game from Microsoft Windows, released at 97.
Yeah, but I'm hoping they'll actually, like, remake the game, like, in the current style. In like, the, you know, NHL 16 style. Just with all the crazy crap, like being able to fall through the ice and impale your opponents and shit. Demon nets. Demon net was crazy. You score on the demon net and it explodes. Easiest way to win was to kill all the other team's goalies.
Actually murder them.
Yes. Chainsaws and shit.
That's disturbing.
The best weapon in that game was a mace. You just mace
when, when you killed the other guy's goalie, like, did the announcer come up and go, "More chucked"?
No.
That's probably for the best.
Maybe nowadays, now with the better sound than what the Genesis had.
More chucked.
Beep, beep, boop, boop, beep.
You'd get in fights in that game, right? And the you would get 1 minute for fighting or 3 minutes for fighting and losing. That should be a real rule. You only get 2 minutes for fighting if you win. The other guy gets five.
I don't know how they would establish who wins, actually. Most fights in the NHL are almost non-existent. And, like, generally get broken up for punches even to get thrown anymore.
Yeah, I know.
It's part of her past.
Yeah.
I don't even think they'll be fighting in the league in a decade. I think it'll be just phased out on its own naturally, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Like it or hate it. Maybe it'll be predetermined.
Maybe. Like some other pseudo-sport we watch.
I heard JT was a big fan of Raw this week.
What? What do you mean? Raw? What? 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 What Raw?
I have no idea.
It was a Raw from 1998 that you watched on the network.
I did? I didn't know that. I haven't watched the network in, in like a month or two.
I don't know. I'm trying to make G's statement accurate.
You know G doesn't fact check. He's Canadian.
Yeah, we don't need to fact check.
See?
We're naturally born with all the innate knowledge on the planet.
They don't need to fact check. They'll just cross check you if you tell them they're wrong.
The only show I know of that was on Monday night that I was I enjoyed of was Gotham.
Ah, yes, Gotham.
That was all right. That's setting us up for the second half of the season.
Right.
I like how they made Mr. Freeze, or Mr. Fries, if you act his wife. very sympathetic. I like that part of the character development. It was good.
And also, 11/22/63 is every Monday night, too.
I don't even know what that is, but
it's Stephen King. It's a Stephen King book. It's his time travel book, where the premise is the main character has to go back and try and prevent Kennedy's assassination.
Mm. Oh, okay, I read something about that.
And so it's a Hulu. Hulu. Yeah, it's supposed to be an 8-part miniseries on Hulu.
So, right. Okay. I remember now. I do. That does ring a bell. I recall reading something about that.
It's quite good so far.
Oh, that's good. Time traveling. I know all about that. And monkeys. Huh. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I've been a little out of the loop with the Stephen King stuff. Oh, they are remaking it. I know that. And they got still the Dark Tower shit's rumored, but I don't know when the fuck that drops. It's supposed to be a movie and a show at some point.
Yeah, let me see here. I know they announced some actors and stuff for it. Let's see.
For it or for the Dark
Tower? For the Dark Tower.
Yeah, there's been news for a few years kind of circulating about that. It's like,
well, no, there was some recent stuff.
Oh, there was. Okay.
Yeah, let me see. I know he announced something on. I know there was some stuff. Let's see. Oh, Matthew McConaughey and who's the other guy?
Ray Bourque.
Idris Elba and Matthew McConaughey are officially announced as they're going to be in the movie. They're going to
Who's McConaughey going to be? Rolling?
I'm looking.
Eddie.
I would say he'd be the gunslinger, because
I can see him being Eddie though. He could play Eddie.
Yeah, true.
It's hard to say. As long as he's not driving around in a car the whole time, talking in his head. But I mean, if he's the biggest name attached, yeah, I guess he could be. I don't know.
I'm not seeing who's playing who. I'm not really reading. I'm just kind of skimming through it, so I'm not seeing. it looks like McConaughey's going to be the Man in Black.
Oh, okay. I was wondering about who would get that role.
Okay. Well, this is what I'm reading. I'm reading here Alba's is going to be Roland, and McConaughey's going to be the Man in Black. Okay.
Yeah, I got the IMDb up here. Idris Elba, yeah. That's I could work. Why not?
It's gonna work till part five, and then after six and seven are gonna suck because the books were pretty terrible.
I'm still a little behind, actually. I don't think I've read seven.
I don't know if you'll read it fast. It's one of those 1,000-page books, but it's like double spaced, so it'll go quick. But you're probably gonna be disappointed at the end. That's all I'm gonna say. Unless you want me to spoil it for you.
Nah, I might eventually read it. Might as well leave it off until then. And you never know. King could take some liberties with it if he's involved with. Oh, well, he's not involved with the screenplay either.
Well, he's gonna have to be because he puts himself in six. So.
Writing credits. There's four people attached to the screenplay, and Stephen King's just credited with the novel right now. But I guess that could change. I don't know. Oh, he is. Oh, okay, he's attached to producer, not executive producer. But Ron Howard's involved too. Okay. Well, then clearly he'll have some power, which is obviously good.
Indeed. Right on.
Dark Tower. Blame the train, motherfuckers.
They all float. And when you're down here with me, you'll float too.
I hope that's gonna be a theatrical release, right? The remake. Because if it is, they can do so much. It'll be so awesome with the blood. They can put blood and just be, hopefully it'll be so violent and this and that. All the violence it should have been in the original.
Well, TV movie though.
Yeah, I know.
The original was okay. The first half was good. The second half, of course, they kind of fucked up the turtle and all that shit.
I'm not harping on the original It miniseries, but it could have been so much better.
Yeah. That was good for what it was in the time, but yeah. It's that ending, and it's just, I don't know how you bring that to life. Maybe in the era of CGI they can make it work, but it was just a little too out there. Well, a little too kayfabe. See, there's still wrestling references going on, folks.
Of course there are.
And I mean, they talk about Haystacks Calhoun in the book, so you know, he was a wrestler.
Just use wrestling references, like insider terms, just to kind of put the book over.
I know it is. Gotta make Eddie look strong.
And JT's hoping that the It remake has, they get color in it. Yay, wrestling references.
Oof. Well, you know, considering what they gave us, it's kind of, it's what it is. I mean, Lucha Underground is good.
Yes, it was. But Lucha Underground's usually good.
I like that new guy watching the commercial before Rey Mysterio and Buddy Masco were doing their fake fighting.
Yeah.
What's his name? Real B or something? B something.
Famous B.
Famous B, thank you.
Did you call the number?
I didn't. No.
You call that number and it's like Famous B has a message on there. Like, if you want to get famous, leave us a message.
They actually set up a number. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, Lucha Underground is good. There you go, folks.
There we go. Talk. We talked.
And scene.
We talked wrestling. We're done. See ya.
It's time we talked our wrestling.
Oh, I'm looking up this phone number.
Call it live on the air.
For your latest news and the wrestling world information, dial this number. I'm Mean G.
If only the number was 1-900-909-9900. Now, if I could just find the damn number. It's out there somewhere. There we go. I got it. Now, let's see if I can dial it here. Okay. Add to this call. Let's call this number here.
Live radio, folks.
Yes, live radio, because it's like, oh, because the number is 423 Get Fame, so I actually have to look up like how to, what numbers are Get Fame. Let's see here. 4-3-8-3-2-6-3. And let's see if it'll let me add to call. Ah, here we go. Phone network error. Hooray. All that for nothing. Yay, Skype. Oh, well. Okay, you guys can call it on your own time. 423 Get Fame. Famous B will tell you how to get famous. Yeah, we had Cobra Moon versus Sexy Star. Started off Lucha Underground with the Luchadoras. Not the Luchadora the Explorers, as Matt Stryker would have you believe. Prince Puma versus Pentagon Jr., which was interrupted by Mil Muertes. And then Phoenix beat King Cuerno to regain the Gift of the Gods title. I was half expecting the medallions to start falling off the belt, like when they started going for the belt, but didn't happen. You know, just magnets on the belt.
I guess. I don't know how they make it.
I mean, it was pretty obvious, I think. Just from when they were putting the medallions on the belt last season. I don't know. I just watch.
Attaboy.
I also watched NXT, which wasn't much.
Nope. Sure wasn't.
That wasn't even a title match, I don't think. Finn Balor versus Neville. Got it listed as a title match here.
Yeah, it was what it was. It was fun. It was a good match, but yeah. I don't know what. But really, the end game with the program is why they're even doing it. Maybe it's just kill time, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I think the story behind it was, Neville's the longest reigning NXT champion, and, you know, let's see what Finn Balor's almost there, so let's have them fight each other. Without the belt on the line, because that'll make perfect sense, I guess.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know. I found it outside of that match, it was kind of an episode for NXT.
Yeah.
Especially when you have fucking Austin Aries debut and he gets beat down by the last piece of shit left on the roster.
Yep.
Boo.
Yeah. He yelled an eye for an eye. What the hell is that, like, even supposed to mean? Like, How is you beating up Austin Aries the equivalent of you not getting booked in the title in the number one contenders match? Which I think was supposed to be the point of that. Who knows? WWE logic in NXT.
Yeah, that's about right. I wasn't thrilled by that. Not looking forward to this program. I mean, Austin Aries probably will make the match watchable, but I think he's just going to be enhancement talent, which kind of sucks. Because the guy he was enhancing sucks.
All right. Didn't we give him, like, worst wrestler of the year?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he got nominated.
He at least got nominated. Who knows if he actually got it?
Yeah, I don't recall who won.
Yeah, we don't remember these things 2 months later.
Oh, the link's at the bottom if you want to look it up.
But, yeah, I'm sure, but I don't want to.
I don't want to.
I don't want to. And, of course, we got... See, The Undertaker said he's going to kill Shane McMahon.
Blood will be on his hands.
Yeah, right. Blood will be on Vince's hands. And Triple H and Dean Ambrose are wrestling at the network special this coming Saturday, which Coaster gave us some great names for, which we'll get to after a song break.
We had Coaster gave us two, but G added up.
Right.
G made some edits. Some pretty funny edits.
Okay. Well, we'll get to those in a little bit. What do you got for a break song?
Taco kisses for my band.
Taco flavor kisses. Taco, taco.
As sung by JT. Which means JT's got to sit here for 3 minutes and sing a song while we go get drinks and stuff.
Oh, no. I know sing fish.
No. The Jennifer Lopez song.
Oh. I don't care if you have lots of money. I still give you a take off with the kisses, honey.
Okay, what's our actual break song?
Well, it's an email that arrives in your inbox. And, I need your credit card information, and I need your social security, your social insurance number, because it's by Fish. And for no particular reason, I chose Glide from A Picture of an Actor just because I fucking felt like it. No rhyme or reason, really. Except there's a cowbell in it. And that's important.
Yay, cowbell. All right, then. Here we go. Fish.
All right. Board 4 minutes. Go kill a cat. Get some marinade on him. Get your barbecue fired up, folks.
Thank you.
And we're glad, glad, glad that you'll arrive. And we're glad, 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 glad. And we're glad, glad, glad that you're alive. You'll arrive. And we're glad, 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 glad. And we're glad, glad, glad that you're a
NWA Parade of Champions, March 31st, Ridgely Theater, 6025 Camp Bowie Boulevard, Fort Worth. See Jim Cornette, NWA World Champ Jack Stain, IHWE Champ Charlie Haas, ROH Tag Champ Ray Rowe, NOAH and NJPW Star Lance Archer, and more. Ticket packages available now at NWAPOC2016.com. Witness the biggest NWA event of the year. The world will be watching the Metroplex.
I'm really excited for And More.
Yes, and more. That's the best.
Drugs are bad, because if you do drugs, you're a hippie, and hippies suck.
I really should make David pay us for that spot. it's a pretty good card he's got coming up on March 31st. It's 3 days before WrestleMania. In Fort Worth, Texas. And we've got Charlie Haas is wrestling Jack Stain for the NWA World title. You have Amber O'Neill defending the Women's Championship against Jessica James with special guest referee Veda Scott. I'd pay to see that match. Former guest on this show, Chase Owens, is wrestling Jason Kincaid.
Well, so wasn't Charlie Haas a former guest on the show. You forgot to mention that.
That's true, too. Rodney Mack, Ring of Honor Tag Team Champion Raymond Rowe, and Lance Hoyt, they're wrestling each other in a triple threat. Lance Hoyt was supposed to be on the show. And Black Bart's going to be on the show. He's been on our show. He's going to be in the corner of Charlie Haas in that main event. Anyway, I don't feel like finding the sound effects. What's going on in JT land?
Oh, the worst segment in the history of podcasting. We got some Olive Garden money sauce. Fuck money comes in all shapes and sizes. Who needs deodorant when you smell like fuck money? When the time comes, you know why I'm here. Haters, please keep hating. Meat sauce lovers, keep the meat sauce loving. Maybe I could play the janitor in High School Musical 4. Hashtag the Oscars. I could totally play a homeless black guy. Hashtag the Oscars. I am the leader of this black movement. Now who wants to get breadsticks at Olive Garden? Sorry, I had to have a sip.
That's fine.
I had to have some beer.
That's fine.
G's favorite part. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Go fuck yourself. Next time in your town, please go fuck yourself. Chris Christie looked like the cheeseburger. Hashtag happy birthday, Justin Bieber. I wish I'd break your fucking neck.
Hashtag Osters. Don't panic, Leo. You still have the sex with the whoever. Hashtag the Oscars. And the Oscar goes to nobody gives a fuck. Hashtag Oscars. And the winner is go fuck yourself.
You know, I'm really surprised that they actually gave Leo the Oscar.
I don't give a fuck because I don't give a fuck about the Oscars.
I understand that, and neither do I. But my point is, I'm very surprised they gave him the Oscar, because who the fuck was watching the Oscars for any reason other than, hey, is Leo going to win one this year? Seriously, now what the fuck are you going to tune in for? The Oscars fucking suck, man. They're boring as shit. I tried to watch one year. I tuned in like half an hour before the end of the show a few years ago when Mickey Rourke was nominated for Best Actor for The Wrestler. And I watched for like the first 25 minutes of that half hour was nothing. Like, literally just, hey, this is all the bullshit we want to fucking bullshit about. And then finally, like, in the last 5 minutes, like, oh, here, by the way, we still have awards to give out. Like, what the fuck? I'm watching an awards show, all right? Just give out the fucking awards and let's be on our way. This show shouldn't last 3.5 fucking hours. If I wanted to watch a 3.5 hours of nothing, I'd watch Monday Night Raw, goddammit. Giving myself one of those.
And we got some kayfabe news this week.
Sure.
Well, just breaking, Undertaker begins WrestleMania entrance. Okay. Here, let me click on this one. With the Hell in a Cell showdown at WrestleMania less than a month away, legendary wrestler The Undertaker has begun his slow, ominous approach to the ring. Due to the sheer enormity of AT&T Stadium in Texas, the Phenom will spend the next 4 weeks in personally nearing the ring, engulfed in an eerie blue mist while pyrotechnic fireballs launch behind him. The Undertaker is to stop for 3 meals a day and sleep in a silk-lined casket each night before resuming his entrance promptly at 8 o'clock the next morning. Okay, let's take a look at what else is there. We got some Trump news and kayfabe news. Trump vows to make Mr. America great again, brother. Yes, I, okay. Mr. America is a symbol of all that is right about this country, Trump said during a press conference. He is garish and orange-skinned with wispy blonde hair. I like his style. The true identity of Mr. America, who hasn't been seen in WWE since 2003, has always been shrouded in mystery. It was now clear that the Mr. America was actually Trump himself wearing a mask and prosthetic muscles. Here he is another one. You want some sex advice? We've got Bray Wyatt's 7 sexy tips to drive your man wild in bed. Number 7, abandon all hope. Number 6, surrender to your own deepest fears. Number 5, embrace the hate. Number 4, obey the serpent of temptation. Number 3, obfuscate, I don't know what that says. 2, tread the great precipice between the here and the hereafter. And number 1, follow the buzzards. We got another Trump. Let me see. Trump demands deportation of mysterious wrestlers back to parts unknown. The list includes the Berserker, Demolition, Axe and Smash, Giant Gonzalez, Battle Cat, Doink, and the Missing Link. Note, Trump, despite being a WWE Hall of Famer for some reason, seems unaware that a number of these mysterious wrestlers have died. And that's it.
So we have some alternative titles from the coaster.
Oh, yeah, I got a new coaster impression now.
And these are rejected WWE roadblock names.
Hey, these are some rejected WWE roadblock names.
Sounds just like the coaster.
This is Jerker T, not coaster.
This is Joker T. And this is shit that Coaster made up on the internet.
Read it coherently, though.
WWE. Why do you have to pick on me, G? I'm not a bad person. I can't understand what you're saying. Okay, we've got WWE DUI checkpoint, SummerSlam 4. Which, wait, G, wouldn't that be porn point or point something with Pornhub for SummerSlam?
No, it's just SummerSlam 4.
WWE no shoulder. Get it? Injury jokes? We got them. that was a sign for Cleveland Music Joe.
Was it really though?
WWE no turn.
Sure.
WWE no turn on red. WWE cock block. WWE fines doubled for speeding in construction zone. TNA. What in the actual fuck? WWE New York. Click it or ticket. WWE wellness pilot. Blah, blah, blah. WWE wellness pilot. Okay, I can't read English.
I got this one. WWE wellness policy violation. I believe me, voiceover guy, I know.
Well, I only had two sips of beer and I can't pronounce what I read. Jesus Christ.
Dude, I don't even drink when I do these voiceovers and I get that way sometimes.
WWE, we've got nothing. WWE Falling Rock Zone. WWE Animal Crossing. WWE Shelton Gets Suspended, son. WWE House Show. WWE, do you really think Trips is dropping the strap to Ambrose, you stupid fucking noises?
Let's see. Cantonese Corner with Noice. In honor
of... Oh!
In honor of the Oscars, who's your favorite white superstar? Which black superstar do you like, kind of, but not that much because of their talent? Asks Kraft Bandicoot in Squared Circle Jerk. Up Hogan's to the left. Let's see. I guess we're going to news. I guess that's me.
March 26th, 11:51 a.m.
Sure.
Currently listening to that Raffy song about brushing your teeth. Hell, I forgot. I have a dentist appointment today. The dead man has cavities. Keeping black cavities that threaten to swallow your very soul. It must be all the donuts and Twizzlers and Starbursts and sugar babies and actual babies I eat. Maintaining proper dental hygiene isn't easy when you're a zombie, let me tell ya. Most of my teeth fell out eons ago, and I have a gum disease known as gingivitis. Sometimes I'll rip out some guy's intestines out and use them to floss, but my heart really isn't in it. Maybe I should go get some of those platinum dentures all the rappers seem to have. Kane's a good dentist, though. He always gives me a pack of sugar-free Trident and a Super Bowl when I leave, because we're family.
Awesome. let's see. News is stupid, sexy Flanders. Kudos to angrymarks.com, fuckshamus.com, watch George watch porn on his phone.com, joewatchdraw.liar, britcuntsnews.z's, dailywrestlingnews.com, find Triple H's penis.edu, buy noise cantonesebook.org, extra dressed ruffles.fatguy.problems, lauramoremovies.toilet, prepare your anus.edu, coaster needs more beer.gofundme.com, fix Dixie Carter's eyes.kickstarter.ca, Don't Piss Maven Fan Off.fl.gov, JT's Already Drunk.tumblr.com, GTV.com, Joe Reads Whatever We Put Here.co.nz, Expensive, and CheapHeat.com.
I don't know if you ever knew all that, but you know, like, you know, with the .fl in Don't Piss Maven Fan, that's Florida.
I know that.
Okay, I just didn't know. I thought you were supposed to say the state when you said that stuff, but
no, because if you type florida.gov, I don't know if it goes to fl.gov. it's like I work for All Western New York Radio, but the website is All WNY Radio, so I can't say allwesternnewyorkradio.com because it won't go there. That's why you read it as .fl.gov, because I don't know if it actually goes, if florida.gov would actually go.
It's okay. I was just.
I mean, not that it matters anyway.
I was just making sure that I was.
No, but I get what you're saying. But I mean, like, that's, you get my point.
I think the NZ was supposed to, I think, I just made up for like New Zealand for some reason.
Right.
Probably because of Cooley.
Probably. We are sad to report the passing of Japanese wrestling legend Hayabusa, excuse me, Eiji Ezaki. The cause of death Thursday appears to be a subarachnoid hemorrhage. Hayabusa was 47 years old. Yeah. Hayabusa was 47 years old at the time of his passing. I'll get it right. He retired from competition in 2001 after a botched spot in a match with Mammoth Sasaki left him partially paralyzed. Later, he was able to walk again under his own power and even had signed to be the executive producer of a revived FMW last April. Our condolences to his friends, family, and fans worldwide.
Yeah, it sucks. What can you do?
Yeah.
Just another victim of 2016.
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And Joe's inability to pronunciate Japanese people's names.
Hayabusa. Yes. More on the brand extension. WWE has been discussing a possible brand extension split for weeks before Shane McMahon's return on Raw last week. So far, they're still trying to decide how the roster would be divided between Raw and SmackDown if it took place.
Draft.
Well, obviously. I think they mean who's going to go where. Because, you know, the draft is kayfabe.
Well, it's not like it really mattered anyway. We're on loan from SmackDown.
True. I don't know. I'd be all right with it as long as they keep the single world and women's and tag team titles. And then, like, anybody on either brand can compete for them.
And they don't have a guy get drafted to one brand and then redrafted at the end of the program. Just to fuck with us.
Who was that guy? I couldn't see him.
I know.
Former some guy got drafted and then traded for like 12 other guys.
Yeah.
And a sledgehammer.
Yeah, at least that one put the Dudleys back together. After Reverend Devon didn't really take off.
That was pretty awful. Deacon Batista.
Yeah. Former WWE writer Andrew Goldstein was not impressed with Undertaker's storyline on Raw. Apart from initial surprise of Shane's return, rest of story has lacked logic or specifics. Basically, it's been like one long Trump speech. Jesus, at WWE, you had one job. Explain why the fuck the Undertaker would do Vince's bidding. Instead, we get unimpactful melodrama. Fail. Hashtag Raw.
I guess the Observer, whoever's saying that, no more Undertaker till Mania. Shane McMahon will be on television every week until then.
Yeah, that was the next news story.
And that's why I brought it up. Okay. What do you think about that? Where are we headed with this? Because you mentioned a little bit on the second hour last week. Well, I shouldn't say hour, second 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And it sounded to me like you're in my camp. Expecting a surrogate of some kind to represent Shane, because this is the big dilemma, right? I mean, okay, you got the step, you got this draft expansion blackmail angle thing, the safety deposit box, etc., which of course Shane should have just said, fuck you Vince, I'm not wrestling shit, you give me what I want or I reveal. But okay, WWE logic out the window.
Again, logic. The mm-hmm. logic in WWE does not compute, you know.
Right. But I mean, they kind of sort of established, you know, Undertaker, I'll do my job, but yada yada, blood on your hands. Okay.
Well, I think the best way to establish that somebody else would be wrestling the Undertaker would have been to have Undertaker come out and be like, fuck you, I'm not wrestling Shane. Like, I've got no reason to fucking wrestle Shane on your behalf.
And that's where we sit. That's where we're left.
So now,
you stick with this match. You have two. You have a okay. First dilemma: there are people that are excited for it. There are people who want the spot fest, Hell in the Cell, Shane McMahon jump off the Titantron, etc. Okay, and I get that. That back in the day, it was fun. Dude's 46, and that ain't happening. So, how do you finish this fucking match? Nobody wants to see Undertaker lose. While people want to see Shane McMahon take control and change things, they don't want to see him win. So what the fuck do you do?
Exactly. I mean, I'm at a loss at this point because I'm very surprised that, one, if this was the last time we're seeing The Undertaker before WrestleMania, then how are they going to change the match is one question, if they are indeed going to do that. Second of all, I'm with you. I completely agree. Like, everybody wants to see Shane win and take over, but nobody wants to see The Undertaker lose. And on top of that, I can't see The Undertaker losing to Shane McMahon unless he just kind of, you know, lays down for him. And, I don't, you know, like goes through the match and then, like, halfway through the match decides, oh, you know what? Things would be much better around here with Shane McMahon in charge. I'm just going to let him beat me. I don't fucking know. Like, I'm at a loss here.
Yeah, another proposed idea, which to do that exact type of finish is tombstone him. Then pull his unconscious body on top of him and let him pin him, type of thing.
Right.
I mean, I don't believe a kid tastes in the mouth of the marks.
I really just don't know. I mean, at this point, it's for once, it's like, holy crap, they're, you know, what are they going to do? Which, you know, I'm always wanting them to leave me wanting to guess what's going to happen and not be able to actually say, hey, this is what's going to happen. But now it's just like, well, what the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, and to me, the draw isn't even WrestleMania. It's the consequences Creed of what happens on Monday night following, right?
Right.
You know, truth or consequences. Oh, my bad. What's going to be the long-term gain of this actual match? I mean, we're sitting on the doorstep in the first in a long fucking time where we don't have a bunch of old-school rental players outside of Undertaker coming back.
Yeah,
I still don't see a light at the end of the tunnel. I don't like the problem of booking that match is just astronomical. And then after that, you have the positive idea of refreshing the show. Hey, maybe get rid of the Authority. It's what, 3 years old plus now.
Yeah,
which still gives us an Authority figure though with Shane. So I don't know how much of a refresh we're going to get there, but it'll be something different, I suppose.
It would be a face Authority figure instead of a heel Authority figure, though. And that would be the refreshing part. I wrote years and years ago on the site about how I'm tired of heel Authority figures. It's been done to death. Like,
who are you to tell me what you like? I'm the boss. I'll tell you what you like. And you like heel Authority figures. And I don't care if you dived on them tonight. You're going to like them or you're fired.
You know what I watched last night was I rewatched the Stone Cold podcast with Vince McMahon. And at the end of the show where Austin's like, so you say you listen to the fans. How can they reach you? How can they tell you what they want? Well, I listen to the fans. I listen to the audience. No. How do they reach you? Is there an email? Can they tweet you? Well, how do they get a hold of you? At WWE. Better yet, at Vince McMahon. Tell them what you want to hear, what you want to see. And Vince is like looking at him like, dude, you're an asshole. You know, like, seriously, like, you listen to the fans, but we're fucking tired of the same goddamn shit every fucking week. You know, it's like, okay, yeah, bring up the new guys, but don't fucking bury them. Hey, how's Kevin Owens doing? Oh, he's the Intercontinental Champion. Why isn't he the fucking World Champion? He beat John Cena his first fucking match on WWE television.
Now we'll chop him out to the big show.
Exactly. But my point being, you know, I'm tired of heel Authority figures. We could bring back, you know, we bring in a face Authority figure who books fairly, doesn't stack the deck either way. You know what I mean? Right.
Tag team match for The Undertaker.
Right.
Well, then the funny thing is they can't even get that right, because when they have a so-called heel Authority figure, the crowd's like cheering for him when he's beating the living shit out of Roman Reigns.
That's true.
And he's pandering to the crowd, doing crotch chops and DX bullshit in the whole fucking segment.
That's true.
So make Roman look strong unless you're the game, I guess, is like, what? Fucking believable. I guess this week he was a little bit more heelish or whatever, but
yeah.
Or was that last? I don't know.
It was this week because he was beating up on Dean Ambrose and people actually like Dean Ambrose. That's how you get Triple H over as a heel. Hey, beat up the guy that people actually fucking like, not the guy people that you want people to like. You know. I don't know. I don't give a shit about Roman Reigns. I don't give a damn about this main event. Like, either way, I'm not happy with who's walking out world champion. You know, like, and there's no money in the bank to cash in this year because Sheamus already cashed that shit in.
It's like I said a couple months back, you know, Vince doesn't care what he puts out. He just wants to get the 100,000 people in the stadium, and because it's WrestleMania, he'll put that many in there just by advertising Pip farting on a snare drum. He should probably make a better main event than Reigns versus Triple H.
It would. There are tickets left for WrestleMania.
Well, yeah, but
there'll be fucking walk ups, man.
Yeah, that just means that people know they can show up and get it this year. You know, that's just what's going to mean. They're going to sell the tickets. I don't think they're not going to sell the tickets because the title itself is going to sell the tickets, and I think he knows at this point he doesn't care what they don't care what they're going to put on because they know it's the WrestleMania brand's going to sell tickets.
Yeah, I actually was looking for tickets because I was thinking if I could get cheap seats, there was a slight possibility I might be able to afford to go. Which the cheapest seats I could find were like $120 nosebleed, like up at the 500 level. You know, like yeah, that's not happening. I'm not spending that much money for that bad of a seat. But yeah, I mean they'll get it. You're right, but you know, other WrestleManias have sold out in seconds. WrestleMania 20, of course, was in Madison Square Garden, so that's not really a big venue, but, you know, I couldn't get tickets for that. It sold out instantly. With no matches being announced or anything like that, but people are so disillusioned, I think, with the product that they're having trouble selling these tickets pre-sale. And then you get Roman Reigns versus Triple H. Like, yay, I'm not going to... I'll spend the $9.99.
You know? No, you don't even have to spend the $9.99. If it's your first month subscribing, WrestleMania is free.
That's right. That's right. You get your first month free right now with WWE Network. Hell, I should cancel.
Give it away now.
I should cancel and sign up with a different email.
Yeah, probably. Or just watch the Walking Dead season finale like JT and me.
That's the week it's the finale again this year too, just like last year?
Pretty sure. It doesn't matter. It's on regardless.
Because I know Fear of the Walking Dead comes back on the 10th. I wasn't sure if that was the same night as the, you know.
I'm pretty sure Mania is the 4th, right?
WrestleMania is April the 3rd, yes.
Yeah, that's the finale. Ha ha, good job, WWE. You fucked up again. Go up against a show that gets 15 to 17 million viewers every week. Good job, guys. Mm-hmm. Good job.
But it's WrestleMania, so they think they'll get it.
Yeah. Well, fuck the show. Regardless, it's a big interesting question. Do you actually put Reigns and Triple H? I guess it has to be the main event, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, as much as people are interested in Shane versus The Undertaker, it's not the match that's going to be the main event.
It's the match that's drawing the most interest, though.
I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, obviously they've put The Undertaker above the title in previous years. Like, specifically the second Shawn Michaels and Undertaker match. Which, of course, was Shawn Michaels' retirement match, too. I don't know. I mean, obviously, whatever's going to bring in the most viewers should be the top match on the card and should be the last match of the night. Like, if you go back and you watch the WrestleMania 18 special on the network where they talked about Hogan and The Rock, you've got Jericho and Triple H on there like, yeah, we should have gone on before them. Mm-hmm. Even though we were the title match, we begged to go on first, but Vince wouldn't let us. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Got a long way to WrestleMania still. Another month.
Kill me now.
In the meantime, this coming Saturday, we have WWE Roadblock. And original plans for Brock Lesnar had him in a triple threat match at Roadblock, but those plans were scrapped because they want Dean Ambrose to face Triple H and get over as a never-say-die babyface instead. Which I thought he was doing a fine enough job with in his program with Brock Lesnar.
I don't know, man. Like, they can't have that at Roadblock, though, either, right?
Right, no, I know. I mean, like, you don't want Brock Lesnar and Dean Ambrose in the same match before WrestleMania.
I mean, obviously, you know, Triple H retains. I mean, I don't know what the fucking point is with Ambrose and why they're even bothering with it, but I guess time will tell. And it's just, you have to also wonder how Ambrose looks coming out of it. Is Ambrose actually going to beat Lesnar? No.
No, I mean, I think what you do with this match is you just have Triple H beat the living snot out of Dean Ambrose until Ambrose is, like, you know, incapable of fighting back. Like, you just have him keep getting up after pedigrees and everything else and sledgehammer shots and all that other bullshit. Just make him look really, really strong.
And how else are they going to fuck Brock Lesnar against him? How is that going to be any different?
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Hey, I don't book this shit. I just watch it.
Yeah, it's, again, Walking Dead season finale.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be the same thing. So we have Ambrose coming out as, like, really strong but always beatable. And
oh, well.
Because, I mean, obviously you want to save Brock Lesnar lost for, you know, Blow Man Fuckboy Shampoo Motherfuck Roman Reigns.
Well, the word on the street is that Mick Foley is returning tomorrow night on Raw to set up an angle for WrestleMania.
That's, this news is coming from this morning, so what in the fuck is this going to be?
I don't know.
My daughter in a Playboy on a pool match?
I was going to say, hopefully it involves Noelle Foley in some way, shape, or form. Following her on Instagram and Snapchat. And
TMZ on the street.
Yes.
Hey, Frank the Clown. Is that your real name? Is that your birth name?
Sammy.
How do you feel about all the teenage boys at home on the internet fapping over your girlfriend? I wear a wig at Raw. Yes, you do. My friend is Brock Lesnar guy. Oh, we've heard of him. Who are you again?
Sami Zayn is expected to participate in WrestleMania in some fashion and is booked for the European tour that follows, as well as Raw and SmackDown.
Yep.
He's booked
what
for
do you think he's gonna do?
He's booked for Raw and SmackDown, so hey, brand split.
I don't know. Yeah, again, it's just rumors are buzzing. Buzzing and buzzing.
Yep.
Well, what do you do with this guy? You don't want to toss him in the fucking battle royal. I mean, come on. That's dumb.
No, exactly. Unless he wins.
Which, of course, has meant so much to the previous winners.
Yeah.
Just career changing.
Well, I mean, you know, that first winner, Vince McMahon, said, oh, he's a millennial and he's Swiss and that's why people don't like him. That's literally what he said, was he thinks Cesaro wasn't over because he's Swiss.
That's right.
Because, you know, Cesaro's not over as fuck. Just, you know, I listen to the audience. Vince McMahon, speaking of, was reluctant for AJ Styles to use the Styles Clash as a finisher in WWE, given what happened to Yoshitatsu in Japan, the broken neck, of course. But Chris Jericho still lobbied for Styles to be allowed to use it in their match at Fastlane. The Calf Crusher is officially AJ Styles' finishing move in WWE. They'll give him something else. They don't like submission finishers anymore.
They do. They have him have the flying punch off the top rope. I guess there's some sort of contest where you can give it a name.
Oh, great.
Yeah. I don't know. The F... VM, maybe? Flying Vanilla Midget? Is that right? FVM.
Yeah. Shinsuke Nakamura is expected to have a lengthy run in WWE NXT. He will also headline WWE's Tour of Japan on July 1st and 2nd in Ryogoku Kokugiken. I had a hard time getting that one out. Kokugiken. Nakamura's contract is said to run all the way through February 1st, 2019. Meanwhile, Doc Gallows and Karl Anderson will be heading straight to the main roster without a stint in WWE NXT.
We'll see how that plays out.
Guess so. Charlotte appears to have been injured after a knee to the face from Becky Lynch. She may have a broken nose. Charlotte said she was feeling fine and ready for action last night in Cedar Rapids.
Happy birthday, David Flair.
Woo! According to their most recent disclosure in an SEC filing, Shane McMahon will receive at least $120,000 for his role up to and at WrestleMania 32. His role beyond that is obviously unknown at this point. From that same SEC filing above, here come some of the top salaries in WWE. Vince McMahon, Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, $3.3 million. Michelle Wilson, Chief Revenue and Marketing Officer, $4.5 million. George Berrios, Chief Strategy and Financial Officer, $4.5 million. Paul Levesque, EVP Talent, Live Events, and Creative, $3.1 million. And get this, the highest paid employee in WWE is Kevin Dunn, Executive Producer and Chief Global Television Production, $4.7 million.
Yep. Back to this, bitches. There's reporting that Roadblock's going to be 3 hours. Yay.
Fun. The Miz is expected to be in a, quote, key match at WrestleMania 32, possibly a multi-man match for the Intercontinental title. Yay. KO-mania. The Fabulous Freebirds are confirmed for this year's WWE Hall of Fame. That means Michael P.S. Hayes, Terry Bam Bam Gordy, Buddy Jack Roberts, and Jimmy Jam Garvin are all being inducted. No word yet on who will do the induction. Heard it was one of the Von Erichs.
Well, not the dead ones.
Well, obviously not one of the dead ones.
Yeah, there's only one who's alive.
Yeah, so the one that's alive, what is it, Kevin? I think? I don't know.
He's apparently going to be there, and they haven't really officially announced it, but kind of one of those things where it's like, yeah, it's obviously going to be him.
ROH parent company Sinclair Broadcast Group completed their acquisition of the Tennis Channel on Wednesday for $350 million.
Wait. There's a Tennis Channel.
There was.
Because it's believed that Sinclair could rebrand it as a sports network and feature Ring of Honor programming on it weekly. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. That's what I was saying they were probably going to do. And there you go. Still thinking about that. Which makes sense. Because who gives a fuck about the Tennis Channel? Which I think was what you were getting at there, JT.
Yeah.
Twin Magic. Grand Slam.
TNA's lawsuit against Scott Steiner was dismissed with prejudice on February 22nd, which means that the company can't refile their suit at a later date. TNA had claimed damages for breach of contract and disparagement by Steiner. Steiner's side said he never renewed his TNA contract and wasn't involved in a concerted effort to disparage either way. Ah.
Now, what was the percentage of that effort?
That needs to be one of my hotkeys. Scott Steiner math.
Yeah, he won the war.
One of our favorites here, Tamara Lynn Sitch, Sonny, was none too pleased about the phony sponsor of the Edge and Christian show last week, which was read on air by Howard Finkel. Today's episode is paid for by the following: If you're feeling itchy or feeling twitchy, turn to Sunny's Miracle Drops. Side effects may include erratic behavior, cake fancer, and multiple DUIs. Sunny lashed out at the two on Twitter.
Yeah, I saw. Well, I didn't see it on Twitter. I saw it on Facebook. I saw her saying, "Oh yeah, she's just jealous. They're just jealous because they both wanted me." And
yeah, I saw that.
I'm like, God.
I also caught that advertisement at the end of the E&C show that totally reeks of awesomeness. Every Monday night on the WWE Network.
How many episodes do they do?
I have no idea.
Sorry. For 22 minutes, it's watchable. I don't mind it.
I enjoy it. I mean, I get the criticisms about it, but I personally enjoy it. You know, like, I'm a fan of those guys. I like stupid humor, and that's pretty much the stupidest humor you're ever going to find. And they had Urkel on this week.
Yeah, it's just the Urkel.
Did I do that?
They had both Jaleel White and Luke Perry were on the show this week. And Christian displayed his extensive knowledge of Beverly Hills 90210. New Japan is currently in negotiations for a video game. Yeah, I could buy the video game, and then I can learn how to pronounce these guys' names, so I don't fuck up every week on the show.
There you go.
Yay.
All your bases now belong to us.
Apparently, Linda McMahon is hawking products on the Home Shopping Network. That's got to be interesting. You go from CEO of a major publicly traded corporation to running for Senate to shilling products on the Home Shopping Network. Good for you, Linda.
I'm trying to remember what the hell she was selling now that I saw that. I don't know. Doesn't say in her twit. Getting ready to go live with some ladies I've never heard of. 10 retweets, 21 likes. Okay.
WWE's creative team has been told to work major cultural events such as the Grammy Awards and the Super Bowl into the promos that open Raw each week because they're obviously not fucking long enough.
Yeah, I don't know. It's Raw. Whatever. Lame.
So, if you live in the United States and you don't currently get the El Rey Network, but you want to see Lucha Underground, Season 1 and Season 2 are available on iTunes. Individual episodes are $2.99 in high definition or $1.99 in standard definition, and you can buy all 39 episodes of Season 1 for $44.99 or $34.99 respectively.
Yeah, I just found out you can do that with Walking Dead. You can do that through the PlayStation Network. You can buy the season and, you know, you can watch. I don't know if you can watch the live episode at live as they air, but the shows come on your, you know, system.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that works. I would imagine that you'd get it the next morning.
Yeah, none of it's live. It's all replayed episodes. They do the same thing on the AMC website too. Like most of the major networks do now is you have to wait. Advertising still takes precedence after all. It's how they make their money. But although an interesting note with that, the Walking Dead first or the final episode of the season will be uncensored. Only on the first episode play, though. If you watch the rerun, it'll be censored.
Yay.
So make sure you watch that one live, because they're going to be dropping F-bombs like fucking crazy.
That's all
I'm going to say. I kind of know why, but that's...
Carl's actually going to say fuck this time, not like the end of the one season at Terminus.
I would imagine, yeah, there'll be a lot of liberties taken from the expectations.
I'd like to point out that if you don't have the El Rey Network, or if, say, you're not home on Sunday nights or just don't have AMC and you live in the United States, you can get Sling TV for $20, and that gets you the El Rey Network and AMC. So you can watch both of those. $20 a month.
Yeah, but social media over in the show, so.
But you could watch them live.
I'm home, though.
No, I'm saying, so, like, no, so wherever you're at.
No fucks are given, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, though, you can watch them live on your smartphone or on your, you know, whatever.
I think I'll stick with my 46-inch TV, though, thanks.
Or you can download the app on your Roku player or whatever you have on your TV. Your smart TVs might have Sling TV.
I could, but I already have it, so why would I spend more money?
I'm saying if you don't have it,
well,
pay attention.
I have it. Like I said, you pay attention. I told you I have it.
I know he's got something because he watches Walking Dead live with us every week. So
I know he does.
I know he's got the hookup because, you know, being Canadian royalty and all. But
I do have the hookups. We spoke about Scott's gender earlier. Holla if you hear me.
Lucha Underground is not getting an upfront fee for programming distribution via iTunes, just a share of the revenue on all sales.
Yeah. You know, this is good news for the show. I when I first heard it, the first story I had in here had to get edited. Initially, didn't include US only. That kind of came out a couple of days later. And then, of course, the upfront fee. And so, I mean, it's not the best deal they could have gotten. It's unfortunate it's not international. But it's still a step, and the company needs to be taking these steps. So hopefully it benefits them long-term, and they're able to open the door. Because, I mean, it's kind of shitty. It's like it's in the U.S. only, and yet that's where the fucking LRA channel is in the first place, Chris Higgs.
Right.
You know, and there is a lot of crackdown on the Geo lock hacks going down. I heard Netflix is fucking that shit up for all the international customers. Can't get away with that anymore. That sucks.
We'd have to ask Noyce because he actually had the U.S. Netflix.
Yeah, they're tracking IPs and shutting it down. Broke this week. Well, I don't know what his experience is, but I've seen a shit ton of people complaining about it from Canada. So
maybe that's why he's not on. He's trying to figure out a way to get here to watch all his U.S. Netflix shows.
I mean, there's ways to do it. You don't need Netflix to watch most of the shit on the internet.
That's true.
Half a clue how to search, but at the end of the day, if you want to be honest, yeah.
Which some of us do. Thank you.
liar.org. It's one of our sponsors.
Joe does things legally. Liar.
I cannot think of the last time I actually illegally downloaded something other than like a TV show. And I don't mean like a pay-per-view show. I mean like an actual like, hey, this just aired on Fox. I don't want to wait to get home and watch it on my DVR.
I tell lots of shows like that to stream even if I have it on my DVR if it's a matter of convenience or I want to watch like 10 minutes while I'm barbecuing something outside or something.
Well, I mean, that's just it for me. It's like, okay, yeah, I can wait till the morning to watch this, but I want to watch it now. Which I do that with, like, The Simpsons, and I didn't do it with Gotham this week. I actually waited till I got home to watch Gotham. So, yeah, hey, I'm getting even more honest when it comes to illegal downloads. Hey, speaking of honest, I think the people of Dearborn, Michigan might have a very honest state representative. Because Rhino tweeted, "It's official. I'm on the ballot for state representative. Hope I make you proud, Dearborn, Michigan."
I want to see the debates.
I was going to say, vote for me or I'll gore you.
It'd just be him yelling a bunch of generic statements.
And he's going
to
have
the camera away to the next like candidate, and then you'll just see him get fucking speared right off the stage.
He'll just get Cyrus to represent him, to like actually speak for him.
That's another option.
Yeah, like the dying days of ECW. Hulk Hogan's Beach Shop was evacuated during an autograph signing when the whole building shifted unexpectedly and people on the balcony were pitched around. Fire marshals have yet to clear it as safe.
That's what I get, brother, for letting Nick build things, brother.
They're still feeling the aftershocks from body slamming Andre, I'm sure.
I guess.
Well, yeah, brother. He's in the... You know, I body slammed him into the eighth dimension, brother.
Either that or he's got his bass amp turned up too loud again.
Yeah.
Or maybe Nick crashed his car into the building.
Well, I told you Nick built the thing, brother.
It was just too many people in the building fapping to total fucking divas. And here's what you missed last Tuesday on Total Effing Divas. Nikki's championship reign is at risk when she faces an old foe. In the good old days, you got gonorrhea. Your dick hurt. Go get a shot. Cleared right up. Then they came out with herpes. You keep that shit forever like luggage. And now they got AIDS. That just kills motherfuckers. I say, what's next?
Except Magic Johnson.
I say, what's next? I guess you just gotta put your dick in it and it explodes. Natty is torn between taking TJ's last name or having him take hers. Rick flies into a rage and badly beats Tyrese before Daryl pulls Rick off. After bandaging Rick's hand, he then asks her if she killed Karen and David. After a brief pause, she responds with a simple yes and then walks away silently. Paige fights to keep her relationship with Kevin afloat as they go on a fishing trip with Kevin's nephew, Ed. I've been walking around for years confused, and I finally figured out about your wife, where you met your wife. You didn't meet your motherfucking wife on no camping trip. Your wife is Bigfoot, isn't she, Kevin? Your wife is Bigfoot, isn't she? That's why the bitch's mustache is so motherfucking thick. Cause you shaved the bitch down and taught it to speak. I know a motherfucking Bigfoot when I see one. And when you took your kid, when I took your kids fishing last week, I put the motherfuckers in the boat, Gus. And I put the worm and I put it on the hook. I took the worm and I put it on the hooks. And they both sat there and put the poles down in the boat and slammed their face in the water for 3 minutes. And I think, what the fuck are these kids doing? Then they start moving their heads like this and the motherfuckers come up with fish. I jumped back and said, can you believe this motherfucking shit? Then kid took the fish out of his mouth, looked at his brother and said, goony goo goo. Bree has a romantic bone to pick with Brian. On the way to return the collider, they are attacked by a mugger who attempts to kill them, but they are able to defeat him with powers usually not found with humans. They find out that the miracle cream temporarily causes superpowers in humans, including invulnerability, super strength, and lickety speed. Brian really appreciates this power on his bone being picked. That all comes from the E! Network. That's all true. That all happened last week on Total Divas.
I know what it is. What the fuck does Cootie Cuckoo mean? Not a lot going on in the land of 1,000 G's this week, but a couple things.
Sure.
Hulk vs. Gawk trial. It's from the attorney. Do you follow wrestling? The juror responds. Yeah, when it was real back in the day. Hashtag Hulk vs. Gawk.
Is that real? Like, that yes. Really happened? What the fuck? When yes, it was real back in the day. It's still real to me, damn it.
Sadly enough, that is not from Squared Circle, Jerk. That's actually from Squared Circle.
My goodness.
Number of fat, ugly bitches who should be fired for being fat, ugly bitches. This is from Squared Circle, Jerk, from Thunder Snooze. How am I going to get my meat slopped when these bitches be so ugly and shit? Wait. Is that an actual female over there? Hello, my lady. I believe women wrestlers should indeed be given a chance, and I am in no way physically attracted to you like all those Chad misogynist fuckboys. Would you care to join me in an evening of Cheetos, dew, and you sitting on my fat bearded face? I decided to revisit the subreddit. Of course that's a thing. And these are all real groups, folks. There's a Facebook group called, for people who actually appreciate quality hand dryers. Check all these links if you don't believe me. There is a Facebook group for those who hate blimps. Yeah. Are you an awkward sexual miscreant? Well, folks, there's a subreddit about pictures of dragons fucking cars. Hop on Reddit. And if you're convinced like me, and you know the truth, my friends. There is a subreddit. Tires are the enemy. Serious, guys. Now, that bicycle you're riding right there is going to fucking try to kill you when those wheels come detached. And this is my personal favorite because it's hilarious and wrong. There is a subreddit dedicated to reversing GIFs of animal rescues. Yeah, just think about that one. See that hose burner there? Place this little puppy back in the window. So wrong, it's right. Vote G, President of the United States of America.
And keep in mind, this is shit that actually exists.
Yes, that's the best part.
Yes.
And yes, G can run for president because we currently have a Canadian running for president.
We do.
Yeah, I know, right? How the fuck does that work anyway? Aren't you supposed to be born in the States?
Yes.
Yeah, but, you know, the Republican side is so fucked up, they still believe Obama wasn't born in this country, even though they have the physical proof that he was, you know. They think, well, they had somebody that ran for president wasn't born in this country. We can, too.
Now, how are they actually getting around the loophole? Because that's – am I wrong? It's in the Constitution, is it not?
Yeah, it's legit. And it's actually been brought up, and he just kind of brushed away.
Cool. Vote for me, folks.
Yeah.
Vote for me.
Vote for G.
I was born in the United States of Calgary.
The mean streets of Calgary.
That's right, man. Where cattle run wild. Lassies are just another name for my penis. Some crazy shit. See, I don't know if we have any breaking news or anything. I think that's pretty much the news of the day. And all the other bullshit we talk about.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
No official news about AJ's finishing Springboard Forum canon or whatever the fuck.
Didn't he knock the Miz's teeth out with one of those?
It was like a backhand, a standing backhand, wasn't it?
I don't know. I didn't see the match. I just know I saw the Miz with no teeth. Or broken teeth, as it were.
Well, he did definitely land it on the Miz.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was the match with the teeth or... It could have been. I don't know. I'm looking at a... It's on Reddit, believe it or not, a couple of links right down. So maybe it was the one I...
I don't know.
They don't want none of... Grammar wins the day.
Oh, well. What do you say we get out of here?
I say... We get the fuck out of here.
Well then, in that case, I am at Think So Joe, at Random Redhead, at G of the Internet, the guys that aren't here, at Random Double underscore Zero for Coaster, at Mark underscore Noise for Noise. We are at Bird Wrestling Fan, that's Board Wrestling Fan without vowels, facebook.com/Board Wrestling Fan. You can listen to this podcast every week at 2 p.m. Eastern on Sunday at BoardWrestlingFan.com or on our Facebook page if you're on a computer. And download us wherever podcasts are sold, iTunes, Blueberry, Cheap Heat, Stitcher. We'll
G
see you next
for
week.
President.
Yes.
G for president. G for president.
My running mate won't be Conor McGregor because I want to win.